Welcome to Midnight Tales, where shadows stretch long into the night and the unknown whispers just beyond the edge of the light. Tonight, we invite you to settle in for a chilling story of unexpected horrors, where an ordinary babysitting job takes a terrifying turn. In Something Strange in the Nursery, Sabrina thinks she's just watching over a sleeping child, but what she discovers is far more disturbing. The house holds a secret, a restless spirit that refuses to let go, and Sabrina is about to experience a night she'll never forget. So, dim the lights, steady your breath, and prepare for a haunting that will leave you questioning what truly lingers in the dark. Let's begin. The one she wore purely for aesthetics, because fall wasn't anywhere near cold enough yet. She stood in front of the Joneses' house, her reflection in the brass knocker staring back at her with an expression that said, "This is fine. This is all fine. You're not broke. You're just monetarily challenged." "Oh, Sabrina, you're here. Mrs. Jones Schippet, Timmy's upstairs napping. He should wake up soon, but you know how kids are. Sometimes they sleep like the dead." Sabrina tried not to laugh. Like the dead? This woman clearly had no idea how much caffeine she had ingested just to stay upright these days. Naps were mythical creatures to her. "No worries, Mrs. J. I've got this. I'll just, you know, chill until he wakes up," Sabrina said, waving a hand. Mr. Jones appeared, buttoning his jacket, moving with the precision of a man who schedules bathroom breaks. He offered her a brief smile, followed by, "Timmy's a good sleeper. He's very quiet. You shouldn't have any trouble. Quiet kids? Even better." Sabrina already saw herself binge-watching whatever crime doc she could find on the Joneses' Netflix account. "Easy cash. We'll be back by 10 latest," Mrs. Jones added, already halfway out the door. "Help yourself to anything in the kitchen. Timmy's really no trouble. He'll wake up soon. If not, well, he's a deep sleeper." Sabrina nodded, gave her best professional babysitter a wave, practiced in the mirror, and closed the door behind them. The house was too quiet the second the lock clicked. Sabrina kicked off her shoes because, house rules or not, her feet were killing her, and shuffled toward the living room. The place was almost freakishly neat, like something out of a catalog. Everything had its place. No mess, no clutter, no human warmth. Just pristine. A sigh. Maybe tonight wouldn't be so bad. The house felt old, with creaky floorboards and one of those weird oversized clocks that ticked loud enough to remind you how fast time was crawling. But hey, she'd been in weirder houses. She could handle a little eerie decor. She pulled out her phone and started texting her best friend, Maddie. "Sabrina. Okay, I'm here. Kids napping. Parents are off, but whatever. Easy money, right? Maddie. Huh. Yeah, you'll be rolling in cash by the end of the night. As long as they're not cult leaders or something. Sabrina, if they are, they better leave me a nice tip. Like, I deserve hazard pay for that." A sound, a soft creak, made Sabrina glance up. The hallway leading to the stairs loomed darker than it should have been. Was that a shadow moving? She squinted but saw nothing. "Just the house settling," she told herself. "Old houses do that, right?" Sabrina turned back to her phone, but a weird, itchy feeling crept up the back of her neck. The kind you get when you're not sure if someone's behind you, but you don't want to turn around to check. She chuckled under her breath, forcing herself to relax. "Come on, Sabrina. You've seen too many horror movies," she muttered. Still, there was something about the way the house seemed to breathe, like it was waiting for something to happen. The tick-tick-tick of that obnoxious clock wasn't helping. Her eyes drifted toward the staircase again. She was supposed to check on the kid, right? You know, just make sure he was still sleeping. With a sigh that was heavier than it should have been, she pushed herself off the couch and padded down the hall. Each step up the staircase felt like it echoed a little too much, like the house was amplifying her movement. She reached the top, hesitating in front of Timmy's door. "Just a quick check. In and out. Easy." Sabrina cracked the door open, peeking in. There he was, little Timmy, tucked under the covers, pale as a marshmallow. Completely still, she watched for a moment, expecting him to shift, maybe let out a snore or roll over. Nothing. Her brain, ever helpful, piped up. Man, that kid really does sleep like the dead. She cringed at her own thought, shook her head, and closed the door softly. Deep sleeper. Good for him, she whispered, trying to convince herself that everything was totally normal. As she made her way back downstairs, that prickling feeling of being watched refused to let go. And for the first time, she wondered what she'd gotten herself into. Back on the couch, Sabrina tried to focus on her phone, scrolling through memes and pretending that the house wasn't giving her the creeps. But every few minutes, she found herself glancing toward the stairs. The whole place felt like it was waiting. Waiting for what, though? That was the question she didn't really want to answer. She texted Maddie again, if only to distract herself. Sabrina, this place is like a museum. Too clean. Too quiet. I feel like I should be paying an entrance fee just to sit here. Maddie. LOL, maybe they'll charge you at the end. Or worse, make you clean it to maintain the vibe. Sabrina, if they do, I'm stealing a vase. Fair trade. She smirked and set the phone down, trying to shake off the feeling that someone, or something, was still watching her. The house was just old, that was all. Old houses had quirks. Drafts, creaky floorboards, weird vibes. No big deal. But the weird feeling wouldn't leave. She felt it under her skin, a kind of static. Her eyes drifted toward the ceiling where Timmy was still napping. Was he okay? He hadn't moved. Not a peep. That wasn't too strange, right? Kids slept hard, especially if they were really tired. But no. Something about how still he was kept gnawing at her. Fine, I'll check again, she thought, groaning as she forced herself off the couch. It's not like anyone was here to complain about her overchecking the kid. But deep down, she hoped for something, anything normal when she opened that door again. She trudged back up the stairs, her steps heavy against the old wood, which groaned as if it resented her for daring to disturb its sleep. With a deep breath, Sabrina opened Timmy's door wider this time. The air in the room was cold, like the AC was on full blast, except it wasn't. She shivered. There was Timmy, still lying in the same position as before. His little arms were folded neatly under the covers, his face pale, almost translucent in the dim light from the hallway. Hey, kiddo, she whispered, leaning closer, trying to convince herself she was imagining the goosebumps creeping up her arms. You okay in there? She hovered over the bed, staring at him, waiting for something. But Timmy didn't move, not a flutter of an eyelid, not the twitch of a finger. His chest didn't even rise or fall with breath. He was so still. Come on, don't make me be that babysitter, she muttered, leaning in even closer, her ear now hovering above his chest. She waited, holding her own breath. She thought she might hear a faint heartbeat or the subtle rhythm of breathing. Nothing. She backed away from the bed, swallowing a hard lump in her throat. Okay, Timmy, she whispered, forcing a laugh to break the silence. You win the award for deepest sleeper, like Olympic-level napper. Impressive stuff, kiddo. But even as she said it, her brain was buzzing. She had to be wrong. There was no way the kid wasn't breathing. Kids didn't just lie there like that. Except this one did. Sabrina took a step back, her fingers curling around the door handle as a strange dread filled her stomach. She could call the parents. But what was she going to say? Hey, I think your kid might be a little dead. She couldn't do that. It sounded insane. Plus, the parents were so casual about his nap. Maybe Timmy had some kind of condition where he slept super deeply. Yeah, that made sense, right? As she closed the door again, she swore she heard something behind her. A soft giggle. It was high-pitched, like the laugh of a kid trying to keep quiet, but not quite succeeding. She froze. The hallway was empty. Sabrina spun around, her heart now racing, trying to convince herself that her ears were playing tricks on her. She glanced back at Timmy's door. Nope, she said under her breath. You're just hearing things. Cool it. Everything's fine. Everything's. Thud. The sound came from downstairs, like something had hit the floor, hard. Her phone vibrated in her pocket, snapping her out of her frozen stance. She checked it. Maddie. If the kid hasn't woken up yet, maybe he's a vampire. LOL. Sabrina. Ha, ha. That's not even funny right now. Shoving the phone back in her pocket, she glanced down the dark hallway again. The hairs on the back of her neck stood on end, and suddenly, staying upstairs felt like a terrible idea. She hurried back downstairs, almost tripping on the last step, and tried to remember why this job had seemed like such easy money in the first place. Sabrina slumped back onto the couch and turned on the TV, letting the sound fill the silence. She wasn't going to go back upstairs unless she absolutely had to. Timmy's nap could just stay a nap. But as the TV droned on in the background, her thoughts kept circling back to that room upstairs. To Timmy. To how quiet everything was. And somewhere in the back of her mind, she couldn't help but wonder what might happen if Timmy did wake up. Sabrina sat rigid on the couch, every sound in the house now amplified. The TV droned on in the background, but her attention was no longer on it. Instead, it was on the hallway leading up to Timmy's room, specifically on the weird static silence that hung over the house like a heavy blanket. Thud! Her heart leaped into her throat. Another noise, this one louder than before. She strained her ears, waiting for it to happen again. But there was only silence. Too much silence. Get it together, Sabrina, she thought, attempting to shake the unease from her mind. It wasn't working. She could feel it. The wrongness of this place seeping in, slow and deliberate. Like the house had decided now was the time to let its true colors show. She stood up, determined to reassure herself, to prove that nothing weird was going on. But her legs felt stiff, her muscles hesitant. Just go upstairs, check on the kid, maybe open a window or something. Sabrina started up the stairs again, each creak of the wood sounding louder, more ominous. Her fingers curled tightly around the banister as she ascended, her breath coming in shorter bursts. When she reached the top, the air felt heavier than before, like the house was pressing in on her. Timmy's door was ajar. Her heart skipped a beat. She could have sworn she closed it. She stared at the door, her mind racing through all the logical explanations, but none of them stuck. With a hesitant hand, she nudged it open. The room was as cold as before, colder even. And there, in the dim light of the hallway, she saw it. Timmy was sitting up. At first, she felt relief. Oh, good, you're awake, little dude, she whispered, the words falling flat in the chilly air. But as she looked closer, a knot of dread twisted in her gut. Timmy wasn't moving. He wasn't blinking. He was sitting up, staring straight ahead, his back unnaturally straight, his eyes wide open. Too wide. Sabrina's mouth went dry. Timmy, she called, her voice smaller than she'd like. No response. No shift, no blink, no nothing. That's when she saw it, a grin spreading across his face. But not a normal, kid-like grin. No, this was too wide, too sharp, like someone had pulled his lips back just a little too far. It was the kind of smile that didn't belong on a child. Timmy, she tried again, her voice cracking. And then he spoke. You're not scared, are you? His voice was soft, teasing, like a kid playing a prank. But the way he said it, the way it slid out of his mouth, it wasn't right. Sabrina stumbled back, her mind trying to process what she was seeing. Okay. You're awake. Cool. Totally normal. She was talking to herself more than to him, trying to ground herself in anything remotely sane. But Timmy didn't respond. He just kept grinning that awful grin, eyes never leaving hers. Then, as if someone had pressed play on a video that had been frozen, he moved, slowly, too slowly for a living person. His head tilted to one side, his grin widening further, if that was even possible. Sabrina couldn't move. Her feet felt glued to the floor, her stomach doing somersaults. He giggled, that same soft, childlike giggle she'd heard before. But it was all wrong now, distorted and echoing in the small room. She forced herself to take a step back, her hand searching blindly for the door handle. Okay, Timmy, this is funny, but maybe it's time to His giggle grew louder, cutting her off. The lights flickered, casting strange shadows across his face, distorting his features even more. And then, with a jerk that made her heart leap into her throat, Timmy's body slumped back down into the bed, limp like a rag doll, the grin still frozen on his face. The room fell silent again, but now the silence felt like a threat. Sabrina stood there, shaking, her brain screaming at her to leave, to get out, but her legs refused to obey. She stared at Timmy's lifeless form, waiting for him to move again, to laugh, to do anything, but he didn't. He just lay there as still as he had been before. Her breath came in shallow gasps now, and the realization hit her like a freight train. That wasn't Timmy. Whatever just moved, whatever just spoke, that wasn't him. This was no nap. The haunting escalates. Sabrina backed out of the room, her fingers fumbling for the door handle as if it might be her only lifeline. The second the door clicked shut, she bolted down the stairs, two at a time, nearly tripping over herself. Her breath came out in ragged gasps. The realization that Timmy, or whatever Timmy had become, was no longer just sleeping. She stumbled back into the living room, grabbing her phone off the couch like it might somehow make things better. Sabrina. So, like, what do you do if a kid smiles at you like he's possessed? Maddie took what felt like an eternity to respond, her text popping up with a little ding. Maddie. Possessed how? Like, creepy. Or just weird? Are we talking poltergeist? Or just needs more juice? Sabrina. Creepy. Definitely creepy. And now he's not moving again. Maddie. Girl, get out of there. You're not getting paid enough for that. Sabrina let out a shaky laugh. Maddie was right. She wasn't getting paid enough for this. But if she left now without getting the cash, well, that wasn't an option. Rent was looming, and the last thing she needed was to explain to her landlord that she'd skipped town because a kid gave her the heebie-jeebies. Before she could type a reply, something shifted in her peripheral vision. Her stomach dropped. The rocking horse in the corner of the living room was moving, slowly, back and forth, creaking in that deliberate, rhythmic way, like some unseen force was trying to lull it into a steady pace. Sabrina stared, her body frozen, watching the old wooden toy sway as if being pushed by tiny, invisible hands. Nope, she whispered to herself. Nope, nope, nope. She edged away from the couch, her eyes darting around the room, half expecting to see Timmy's grinning face peeking out from behind a chair. But there was nothing, just the creaking of the rocking horse. She wanted to tell herself it was just the house. Old houses do this kind of thing, right? Except houses didn't make toys move by themselves. At least not houses she was planning on staying in. The lights flickered again, casting jittery shadows across the walls. Sabrina's heart pounded in her chest, the blood rushing in her ears so loudly that she almost missed it. The sound of footsteps. Tiny, deliberate footsteps coming from the stairs. She froze. The footsteps continued, slow and methodical, descending one step at a time. Sabrina's mind screamed at her to run, to bolt out of the house, but her feet remained rooted to the spot. Then she heard it again, the giggle. That same soft, haunting laugh echoed down the staircase, and for a moment, Sabrina was sure she saw movement at the top of the stairs, a small shadow peeking around the corner. Timmy's shadow. But that wasn't the worst part. No, the worst part was when the voice, Timmy's voice, called out from the top of the stairs, sing-song and almost playful. Where are you, Sabrina? I want to play. Her heart lurched. The voice was wrong. There was something twisted in the way it spoke her name, like it was stretching the syllables just a little too far, turning her name into something malicious. Sabrina took a step back, her pulse hammering in her ears. Timmy? See, come on, kiddo. Let's not do this. Let's be normal for like 5 minutes, okay? There was no response. Just the sound of those tiny footsteps, slowly but steadily making their way down the stairs. The shadows danced erratically as the lights flickered again, and Sabrina could feel the air in the room shifting, becoming heavier, darker. A toy car shot out from the hallway, skittering across the floor and coming to a dead stop at her feet. It sat there, still and lifeless, as if daring her to pick it up. Sabrina swallowed hard, trying to steady her breathing. "I am not doing this," she muttered. "Nope, not babysitting poltergeist today." The footsteps reached the bottom of the stairs. Sabrina's eyes darted toward the hallway, but there was nothing there. No shadow, no Timmy, just the cold, empty silence of the house. And then she felt it, something cold and light brushing against her leg, like a hand, a small, icy hand. She shrieked and jumped back, her heart leaping into her throat. The room suddenly felt too small, too suffocating. Sabrina's back hit the wall and she pressed herself against it, her eyes wide, scanning the room for any sign of movement. But nothing was there. Nothing except the lingering chill and the echo of that childlike giggle. The lights flickered again, and this time, they didn't come back on. The house was plunged into darkness, the only sound that haunting, soft laughter echoing through the walls. Sabrina fumbled for her phone, turning on the flashlight app, its weak beam barely cutting through the oppressive dark. She scanned the room frantically, her breathing ragged, her pulse pounding in her ears. That's when she saw it. Timmy. He was standing at the foot of the stairs now, his eyes wide, unblinking, and too bright in the pale light. His grin stretched unnaturally across his face, his head tilting slightly to one side as he regarded her. "I found you," he whispered. Sabrina didn't scream. She couldn't. Her throat had closed up, and all she could do was stare as the little boy took one slow step toward her, his eyes never leaving hers. "I want to play," he said again, his voice a mockery of innocence. And then, as if on cue, every toy in the house sprang to life. The rocking horse creaked faster. The toy cars began zipping across the floor, and dolls tumbled from their shelves, their glassy eyes glinting in the dim light. Sabrina's body finally unfroze. She bolted for the front door, but it slammed shut with a force that rattled the windows, as if the house itself was refusing to let her leave. "Stay," Timmy whispered, his voice now coming from all directions, echoing and warping around her. "Stay and play." Sabrina's hand shook as she grabbed her phone, desperately scrolling to find the parents' number. This wasn't what she signed up for, but there was no one else coming to save her. Sabrina's heart pounded in her chest as she tried to focus on the phone screen, her fingers trembling too much to press the right buttons. The toys were still moving, circling her like they had a mind of their own, like Timmy was controlling them from somewhere within the house. Every flicker of motion sent a fresh wave of terror coursing through her. She heard another giggle, closer this time. Too close. Sabrina whirled around, her flashlight catching a glimpse of Timmy's pale face just before it disappeared into the shadows again. "I don't want to play," Sabrina shouted, her voice cracking. "Leave me alone, Timmy." The lights flickered again, plunging the room into brief, suffocating darkness. When the light returned, she saw him, standing right at the top of the stairs, his grin wider than ever, his eyes too big, too bright for a child. How did he move so fast? Sabrina's pulse quickened. Every instinct told her to run, but where? The front door refused to budge, and she wasn't about to race past the thing standing at the top of the stairs. She was trapped. She moved backward slowly, her phone's flashlight sweeping the room in jittery arcs. "Timmy, why are you doing this?" But Timmy just giggled again, his voice echoing unnaturally through the house. "Because no one else will play with me," he said, his voice as sweet as sugar and as cold as ice. "They always leave, just like you're trying to." Sabrina's back hit the wall. Her breath came in shallow gasps, every inch of her skin crawling with the feeling of being watched, of being hunted. She stared up at Timmy, her mind racing for a plan, for anything that could get her out of this nightmare. Then the smell hit her. It was subtle at first, just a faint whiff of something sickly and wrong, like garbage left out too long. But then it grew stronger, filling her nostrils until she gagged, the foul odor overwhelming her senses. It was the smell of rot, of something long dead and decaying. She glanced back up at Timmy, the horrifying realization sinking in. The cold in his room wasn't just because he was a ghost. The chill was masking the stench of his rotting corpse. Sabrina's stomach twisted, her hand flying to her mouth to stop herself from retching. Timmy's lifeless body had been sitting up in that bed, covered by the icy air, but underneath, he was decomposing. The thought made her head spin. Timmy's voice broke through her thoughts, sharp and playful. "You smell it, don't you?" His grin widened further, impossibly wide now, as if his face was stretching beyond the limits of flesh. "I've been here for so long, and now you'll stay with me." Her body froze. The air around her seemed to thicken, the chill from upstairs creeping down to where she stood. Her vision blurred, the toys in the room spinning and jerking like marionettes on strings. "I'm not staying," Sabrina muttered, forcing herself to take a step forward. But as she did, the toys surged forward, blocking her path, their movements jerky and frantic. The doll's eyes blinked open, its head spinning to face her, while the toy cars buzzed around her feet, nearly tripping her. The wall seemed to close in, the air growing colder and heavier. "Stay," Timmy said, his voice now coming from everywhere and nowhere. "We'll have so much fun." Her legs trembled, her body swaying on the edge of panic. "No," she whispered, backing toward the staircase. "I'm leaving." Timmy's grin vanished, replaced by a look of cold fury. The air crackled, and with a sudden, violent force, Sabrina felt something icy and invisible grab her ankle. Before she could react, she was yanked off her feet, hitting the floor with a hard thud. Her phone skittered out of her hand, its flashlight spinning wildly as it tumbled down the hall. Pain shot through her side, but there was no time to dwell on it. Something was pulling her, dragging her across the floor toward the staircase. "Timmy, stop," she screamed, her nails clawing at the floor, trying to find some grip. "Please stop." But Timmy wasn't listening. She could feel the cold hands tightening around her ankle, tugging her closer and closer to the edge of the staircase. Panic rose in her throat, her breath coming in ragged gasps. She kicked out wildly, trying to shake free, but it was like kicking at smoke. She glanced up toward the top of the stairs, and there he was, standing there with that same twisted grin, his eyes gleaming with dark amusement. "You're mine now." Sabrina's breath hitched. She was inches away from the stairs, her body being dragged ever closer. The fall would send her tumbling, breaking bones, maybe worse. Her vision blurred with fear, her mind flashing with desperate, incoherent thoughts. At the last second, Sabrina twisted her body with all her strength, kicking out at the invisible force with her free leg. Her foot connected with something cold and solid, and for a moment, the grip on her ankle loosened. She scrambled to her feet, gasping for breath, the smell of rot filling her lungs. The shadowy hands reached for her again, but this time, she moved faster, launching herself toward the banister. Her heart pounded in her chest as she stumbled backward, her eyes locked on Timmy, who remained at the top of the stairs, watching her. His grin was gone now, replaced with a look of icy disappointment. "You don't get to leave," he whispered, his voice so soft it was barely audible. "They always come back." With a final surge of strength, Sabrina bolted toward the front door, throwing her entire weight against it. Sabrina's heart was still hammering in her chest, her breath coming in short, desperate bursts as she slammed her entire body weight against the front door. To her utter disbelief, it gave way this time, creaking open as if nothing strange had happened at all. Cold night air flooded the room, and for a brief, blessed moment, she felt like she could finally breathe again. But before she could escape, the lights flickered back on, and just like that, everything went silent. The toy stopped moving, the chill in the air receded, and the house fell into an eerie calm, like nothing had ever been wrong in the first place. Sabrina stood there, half inside, half out, one foot in the dark, quiet night, and the other still in the nightmare that had almost devoured her. It was tempting, so tempting to run, to bolt down the street and never look back. But she hesitated. She needed the money. Rent was due in 3 days, and landlords weren't exactly known for accepting "I was almost murdered by a ghost" as a valid excuse for late payment. "Just get the money and go," she thought. 10 minutes. You can survive 10 minutes. Right on cue. Headlights pierced through the foggy night outside. The Joneses' car pulled into the driveway, tires crunching on gravel. Sabrina felt her entire body tense, her heart still racing even though the immediate danger seemed to have passed. The front door swung open with surprising normalcy, and in strolled Mr. and Mrs. Jones, looking as calm and put together as they had when they'd left. Mrs. Jones was still smiling that same overly cheerful smile, her purse swinging lightly from her arm as if she hadn't just left her babysitter in a haunted death trap. "Back right on time," Mrs. Jones chirped, her voice as light as ever. "How was Timmy?" "No trouble, I hope." Sabrina stared at her, wide-eyed, unable to find her voice. For a second, she considered telling them everything. How their son had turned into a demonic, grinning ghost. How the house seemed to have a life of its own. And how she had almost been dragged down the stairs by some invisible force. But something about the way they were looking at her, too calm, too expectant, made her bite back the words. Did they know? They had to know. How could they not? He was, Sabrina's voice came out shakier than she'd intended. He was fine. Mrs. Jones beamed. Oh, he's such a deep sleeper, isn't he? We always worry he might not wake up for the sitter, but it sounds like everything went smoothly. Smoothly? Sabrina's brain screamed. She felt like she was going to faint, but instead, she forced a smile, nodding stiffly. Yeah, no problems at all. Timmy's a great kid. Mr. Jones stepped forward, his expression as neutral as ever, and handed her an envelope, thicker than she'd expected. We really appreciate you taking care of him tonight, he said. We hope you'll come back sometime. Sabrina stared at the envelope, her fingers trembling as she took it. It was heavier than it should have been, but she didn't dare open it in front of them. She mumbled something that vaguely sounded like thank you and took a step toward the door, every muscle in her body screaming for her to leave. Before she could make her exit, though, Mrs. Jones' voice stopped her in her tracks. Did you check on him before we got home? He usually stays asleep, but we like to be sure. Sabrina swallowed hard, her throat tight. I checked on him. He's still sleeping. Mrs. Jones' smile grew wider, but something about it fell off. Such a good sleeper, isn't he? Sometimes it's like he's not even here anymore. Sabrina's stomach twisted into knots, the weight of what had happened crushing down on her. They knew. They had to know. But here they were, acting like it was the most normal thing in the world. Well, we won't keep you, Mr. Jones said, gently ushering her toward the door. You've had a long night, I'm sure. Get home safe. Sabrina nodded quickly, the words long night feeling like the understatement of the century. Without another word, she practically flew out the door, the cool night air hitting her like a lifeline. She didn't stop until she was halfway down the block, her hand still shaking as she clutched the envelope of cash. She didn't dare look back at the house. She didn't want to see if Timmy, or whatever had been pretending to be Timmy, was watching her from a window. As she finally caught her breath, Sabrina glanced down at the envelope. She ripped it open, her heart still racing, and counted the money inside. It was more than she'd expected. Way more. Her hand shook as she stuffed the cash back into her pocket, her mind swirling with too many thoughts at once. She'd survived. Barely. But she'd survived. Would she come back next week? Hell no. But for now, at least she had enough to cover rent. And with that thought, she turned on her heel and walked quickly, desperately, away from the house and the nightmare she was leaving behind. She wasn't coming back. Ever. Strange in the nursery. Sabrina's night of babysitting turned into a nightmare, but she survived, barely. It's a reminder that sometimes what we think is an innocent job can uncover far darker truths than we ever imagined. Thank you for joining us tonight on Midnight Tales. We hope this story leaves you with a lingering sense of unease, a feeling that perhaps, when you least expect it, you too might hear the soft laughter of something not quite alive. Be sure to visit us at midnighttales.org for more eerie stories to keep you company when the night grows long. Until next time, sleep tight if you can.